I'm happy to talk to you today about what we're doing at Ohio Northern University for employee health and wellness. Particularly, I'll be talking about our latest initiative, which is the Healthy Campus Program. I don't have any disclosures, but I'm young and I can dream, maybe someday. So the outline for today's talk, I'm going to talk about two programs which are very much connected but distinct. I'm going to talk about our HealthWise program, which is our worksite wellness clinic, and I'm also going to talk about the Healthy Campus program, which in just a few words is basically a program that provides our employees a financial incentive to make healthy choices. So I'll talk to you about how we came about to develop these programs, how we implemented them, and what we've learned along the way. So first off, HealthWise. Our slogan is, we're a partnership to improve health and wellness. And that's intended to mean between the campus providers and the employees. But it also could mean amongst the disciplines we have on campus. Let me explain. A few years ago, we recognized that on campus, we have a lot of different majors around the healthcare fields. We have a nursing department, we have exercise physiologists, we have clinical laboratory sciences, we have a college of pharmacy. And all of these different experts were doing some great things in the community and great things for the campus, but unfortunately none of those things were connected. We were doing them all independently of each other. So for example, the pharmacists and the nurses were extremely good at going out into the community and doing screenings. They would do blood pressure screenings, glucose screenings, those sorts of things. The pharmacists also had a medication therapy management service that they were offering for our employees, which, if you're new to the term, is basically looking at medication profiles and making sure that the drugs play well together and that there aren't any safety issues or better choices that could be made. The exercise physiologists were partnering their students with our employees for personal training, and it dawned on us that all of these services could be connected. And that's what the HealthWise program was designed to do, to build upon the strengths we already had in place and then to expand them to offer a more synergistic wellness experience for our employees. So things that we've done, we've enhanced the exercise component. We now offer 10 classes a week throughout the work week for our employees on top of personal training sessions. We've changed the medication therapy management piece, that's that kind of orange circle here in the middle, to be more of a disease state management piece. So now the pharmacists work with local physicians and campus physicians to provide disease state management to our employees. So now when someone's screened in the community, there's someone to refer them to continue that follow-up of care. And then also we can branch out and refer to other preventative measures. But one piece that's missing still is our nutrition component, but I'm happy to report that we're very close to hiring a dietitian. So this old schematic is almost true. So as the director of the HealthWise Clinic, one of the main things that I have to do is to report to the president of the university and to our human resources department to prove that we're doing something worthwhile. And in the fall of 2010, we had a lot of good things to report. Unfortunately, the number of people that we were seeing was small. So we all began to brainstorm about how we might be able to improve the utilization of a HealthWise program, but more importantly, improve the global wellness of our employees on campus. So we began to visit the best practices that we could find around our area. Anyone who had wellness mentioned on a flyer, we were at their doorstep asking if we could see what they did. And some of the best places we went were the automotive manufacturers around our area. We're doing just some fantastic things with worksite wellness. Along the same time, we began to assess what we had on campus. What were our needs? What were our resources? What challenges would we might encounter through this process? And what we wanted was a wellness program that was good for all of our employees. We wanted to increase the awareness of the HealthWise program, obviously. But we also wanted to provide our pharmacy students, nursing students, and other healthcare professionals on campus a means of sharpening their skills and a means of exposing their students to some real-life classrooms. Resources. We were fortunate to have a medical plan which covers wellness at 100%. That was something that we wanted to make sure was in place before we moved forward. If we recommend a shingles vaccine or a colonoscopy, we didn't want anything financially to stand in the way of a patient and that happening. Another key feature that we have on campus was, for years, the universities provided a free screening for our campus employees, their spouses, retirees, and any contracted services that we have on campus, like dining and our bookstore. The problem was is we didn't have a formal follow-up to that screening. And we've talked already about the other two bullet points on that slide, health-wise being an asset, and also the other areas on campus that we could bring into this mix. So for us, really, personnel was a strong aspect. Some challenges. I'm part of a university, and I can imagine you guys can all think of a professor or two that you remember fondly for you having strong opinions or something along those lines. But we also have support staff, which is a completely different dynamic than working with a PhD or an administrator. And I mentioned before, we have some contracted services as well, who, although they don't follow up, or they're not insured under us, their absenteeism and presenteeism definitely affects the efficiency of the campus. Funds were limited, as is the forecast for everyone. And we had an IT structure who was more used to handling academic measures and less focused on medical records. So we had to make our IT staff comfortable as well. So taking all that into account, what we felt was best was to implement a 2-year phased process to put this into place. The first phase would simply take that lab visit that we talked about before and provide a formalized wellness follow-up to that visit. It could be done on campus with one of the HealthWise clinicians, or it could be done off campus with their physician or nurse practitioner. That was okay. We didn't want to twist anybody's arms into using campus services if they didn't feel comfortable doing so. But the structure of the appointment must include a review of the labs. It must include a preventative risk assessment and also a cardiac risk assessment. If they did that, they received a discount on their insurance premium. For the following year, we implemented a point system where employees would gather healthy campus points for making different healthy choices. And I know this is hard to read, but this is a page out of our manual. And you can see at the top, we have cholesterol results. So if they have decent cholesterol, they get some points. If they do a 5K, they get points. If they have a gym membership, they can earn some points. So as they accumulate these points, they're working towards a discount for their health insurance. Other snags that we ran into during phase two was developing a system to track these points. And what worked well for us was rolling that into payroll. So for now, for our employees, they have an extra line on their pay stub that says points accumulated 25. And they can keep track of that as long as I'm up to date with it. So the other issues that we had to develop a more confidential infrastructure with our IT department so that we could send encrypted email across campus. And we had to develop, obviously, multiple forms and to do a lot of education for our area physicians that we were doing this project. Here's an example of one of the forms that we would use in the community. So this would be, the employees were instructed to bring this form with them to an appointment and have their physician mark if they've met any particular health goals. another form that the employee would use. This one is a form that the employee can document their own points. For example, if they, again, ran that 5K or if they're a member of a gym, they don't have to have a physician sign off on that. That they can do that. We take their word. So after we put this in, how well was it utilized? That first year of a phase one implementation of a program, we found 51% of our employees took advantage of the system, which we were pleased with. Well, that didn't sound right, took advantage of the system. You know what I meant. Phase two, the graduated point system 2012, as of the first three quarters, we had 47% of our employees who were utilizing the system and submitting points. Friday, when I left the office, I called the Director of Human Resources, and she tells me that rough estimates now are around 70%. So at the end of October, we're looking at 70% of our employees who are actively engaged in trying to, I'm sure, give the money, but, you know, we're going to say improve their health. So for me, it's all about the clinical result. In our first year, the phase one year, we offered 28 screenings on campus for a variety of different things, blood pressures, laboratory work, bone density, and that brought out 330 participants. Those participants were found to have 83 conditions that they were unaware of. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go through this slide each line, but this is a breakdown of the 83 conditions that we found that first year. Second year, to date, we have done 19 different screenings. It's actually 21 now, but the slide's a little old. Same sort of things, and we've brought out greater than 500 of our employees. And this is what's really scary to me. This year we have found 220 conditions that needed to be followed up on that the patient was unaware of. So this is a breakdown of the conditions that we found. A lot of glucose, a lot of cholesterol. And over the two-year implementation, we were sitting around 300 conditions that required follow-up. So that's pretty telling for us. That's scary, but it's also encouraging because we know that we're finding it. So what are we going to do now? We're looking at with our insurance carrier to see if there are any wellness tools and resources that they can provide us to be more efficient at what we're doing. We're also taking our employee feedback to heart and using that to offer more programming to enhance the things that we offer to the employees. We've also expanded our point system. Dental and vision used to be optional insurance pieces that our employees could buy. And we've added that on now as a standard benefit for everyone. We're improving our technology, and we're looking to build upon the success that we have. And also, as I mentioned before, we're really close to hiring a dietitian, which makes me really excited. Because I know pills, I don't know food. So in conclusion here, our multidisciplinary program has been well received. The clinical results are definitely encouraging, and the point system with financial incentives has definitely improved the utilization of our program. Thank you.